Now a correction and an amplification. Many listeners wrote in following our story 2 weeks ago on the discovery of a new species of fairy shrimp. The introduction to the story incorrectly stated that decades had passed since the last time a new species had been identified in the United States. Aisha Prather of the Department of Biology at the University of Memphis anticipated the volume of letters in our email bag. How many irate entomologists, arachnologists, nematologists, and marine invertebrate biologists wrote to protest this story? Well, the answer is many. Kevin Omland was among them. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. We called him to learn more about what we should have said. Welcome to the show, Professor Omland.
Good morning. It's good to talk to you, Sheila.
So were we off by a magnitude of 10 or 20 or 100 or how much?
Well, I think that probably something in the order of thousands of new species are just throughout the world, and probably in the order of tens or hundreds each year in the U.S. The most dramatic example of this comes from some work being done down at the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. Since 1999, they have found 543 species new to science. So that's just a dramatic example that there are many, many species still being described even here in the United States.
And I noticed you say described, not discovered. Is that another thing we should have said?
Oh, that's an interesting point. You know, the first thing that a biologist does is realize, gosh, I don't think I've seen this before. Let me consult with some other experts in the field. Let me look up published references. Let me consult reference collections to see if there's any evidence that something like this has been described and seen before. And it may indeed take several years before people are able to establish that it really is new and then formally describe it. And your story on fairy shrimp highlighted that process nicely, talked about how that it, an expert in Denmark was consulted, and that confirmed that this was a species completely new to science that had never been described before.
How often does finding a new species bring with it significant new scientific finding?
Well, that's interesting. I think sometimes a new species may be a new species of fly that's simply feeding on a different species of plant. For example, my wife's work on holly flies that feed on holly trees. For example, she's discovered several new species that feed on different species of holly trees for which no record of a fly feeding on that species had ever been found. So that's a sort of incremental advance. But in other cases, for example, an exciting discovery last year was some new kinds of worms that feed off of whale bones. This was discovered off the coast of California. And the way these worms were feeding and the nature of their feeding and the nature of their metabolism was really exciting and new and interesting, and probably leads to advances in a number of different aspects of science.
Are descriptions of new species most often made in particular kinds of animals?
Yes, I think a lot of them are going to be in the sorts of fields that your lead-in suggested, in entomology for new kinds of insects. First of all, insects are such a huge part of the animal diversity on the planet that means that there's a huge portion of insects that are undescribed and undiscovered, and similar things would go for spiders or nematode worms or other invertebrates. For example, I'm a bird expert, so in fact it's probably a little unfair for a bird expert to be talking about this. In new bird species, it's much more rare. For example, the last new bird species described in the United States was in 1993, the Gunnison sage grouse. And that was a species or a population that people knew about. People just didn't realize how distinct it was. Similarly, occasionally a new whale, occasionally a new primate, two new species of primate were described in recent years. But it's much more likely to be insects, marine invertebrates, organisms like that, that are very exciting, but perhaps less in the public eye and less in the eye of scientists. They're harder to study, they're harder to see, they're harder to find.
Kevin Omland is assistant professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Thanks very much for helping us out.
Great, thanks. It's been my pleasure.